Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Monday, October 19th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told 60 Minutes on CBS that he was, quote, absolutely not surprised that President Trump contracted COVID-19. In fact, Fauci said he was, quote, worried Trump was going to get sick when he saw the president at the super spreader event in the White House Rose Garden on September 26th. Fauci said it was a, quote, completely precarious situation that flouted key CDC guidelines about physical distancing and mask wearing. The infectious disease expert also acknowledged the White House had restricted his ability to speak to the media, saying the Trump administration had been monitoring the flow of information about the coronavirus. President Trump attempted to make fun of Joe Biden during a campaign rally in Nevada on Sunday by mocking that the former vice president listens to scientists. Trump went on to say that if he totally listened to the scientists during the coronavirus pandemic, that, quote, we would right now have a country that would be in a massive depression instead of we're like a rocket ship. Take a look at the numbers. Trump has falsely claimed the U.S. is rounding the corner from the COVID-19 crisis, even as the nation's death toll continues to climb. The president has been criticized for downplaying the pandemic and ignoring public health advice, especially after being hospitalized with the virus. Trump continues to hold large outdoor rallies that have deeply alarmed health experts and Democratic leaders. Two New York Post employees told the New York Times that the primary author of its Wednesday hit piece on Hunter Biden's alleged computer refused to appear on the byline. The sources also said Gabrielle Von Rouge, one of the article's two named authors, did little of its reporting and writing and was unaware of her byline until after its publication. Post Deputy Politics editor Emma Jo Morris reportedly did not have a byline in the newspaper until Wednesday's article and previously had posted Instagram photos with former Trump advisor Steve Bannon and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, told the Times he went to the Post with the hard drive story because, quote, either nobody else would take it, or if they took it, they would spend all the time they could to try to contradict it before they put it out. For the record, three other news organizations have been unable to independently verify the claims in the Post article. Here's for our ideal work relationships. Texas Senator John Cornyn said his relationship with President Trump is similar to that of some married couples, describing it as, quote, maybe like a lot of women who get married and think they're going to change their spouse, and that does not usually work out very well. In an interview with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Cornyn was asked if he regretted not pushing back more against the president. In response, Cornyn made the married woman comparison before stating plainly that he did not believe the president could change, adding, quote, you either love him or hate him, and there's not much in between. Wildfire season has already been historic in the Northwest and California this year, and Colorado is not escaping the trend. A wildfire in the state that began midday Saturday burned through 7,000 acres due to unfavorably high winds, forcing over 900 evacuations. Named the Calwood Fire, the blaze even raged close to the Denver metropolitan area. Over 100 miles away, firefighters continue to battle another fire dubbed the Cameron Peak Fire, which became the largest fire in state history after burning over 200,000 acres by Sunday morning. According to the Denver Post, it surged past the 139,000 acre record set by the Pine Gulch Fire earlier this fire season. A hiker was found alive in Utah's Zion National Park on Sunday after going missing for nearly 2 weeks. Search and rescue workers found Holly Courtier, who was last seen on October 6th, after a park visitor spotted her. Park officials declined to provide further details on her condition or the rescue operation. Courtier's daughter appeared on CNN Saturday night, seeking experienced hikers to volunteer with search efforts. On Sunday, the hiker's family released a statement thanking those who helped with the search effort, including rangers and volunteers, saying, quote, "We are overjoyed that she was found safely today. This would not have been possible without the network of people who came together." That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.